Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your body, your health. Now the KMOX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
The CDC says there may be more than one cause for the vaping-related lung illness that has sickened some 1,300 people and killed more than two dozen.
About 80% of the confirmed and probable cases of the lung illness are people under the age of 25, like Carrie Chomsky in New Jersey.
It really almost killed me.
The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says,
I can't stress enough the seriousness of these lung injuries.
She says the public needs to understand that this is a critical issue because many more people have been hospitalized despite warnings from health officials. The CDC says vaping oils containing THC are especially risky.
Fathers-to-be should not be drinking in the months leading up to conception.
Men who are hoping to help conceive a baby should hold off on alcohol for the 6 months leading up to it. According to research just published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, it's to protect against congenital heart defects for the baby. The study showed that if a man drank alcohol in the 3 months before conception, the odds of his child being born with a heart defect were 44% higher than if he had abstained from drinking. Congenital heart diseases are the most common birth defects, with approximately 1.35 million babies affected every year.
New research looks at young people and their obsession with cell phones.
Young people hooked on their smartphones may face an increased risk for depression and loneliness. In a study from the University of Arizona, researcher Matthew LaPierre found smartphone use is not the problem, but rather phone dependency. That raises the question, does dependency cause depression, or does depression cause dependency?
In fact, it is smartphone dependency early on that predicts your depression 3 months later.
Surveyed were nearly 350 adolescents ages 18 to 20.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.